Let's see if it can go live. Okay. All right. I think now it's going live. Okay. So now we're back. All right. Let's see if it's on the FACO tube. Is it on the FACO tube yet? No, it's not there yet. I see the people pouring into the room now. Let's see here. What would a day be without technical issues in the computing world? I don't even know. I'm still working on the Timbox, which is going to have my audio processing server. And we're going to get doing that in a minute. And hopefully Fake Nukes Phil can get her going here. I'm going to open up the phone lines, 810-666-1984. Also, don't forget, if you want to get a text message when the show starts, just send me a text at 810-666-1984, or you can also send it to 902-400-1984, or you can send me a message at my email address, ima@fakeologist.com, or you can go to Discord at fake11.com/Discord, or our Telegram, fake11.com/Telegram, or our Twitter, fake11.com/Twitter, etc., etc. Millions of ways to contact me. Doesn't look like it's on FakoTube tonight, which is annoying. I don't think it is. It says it is. It says it's on FakoTube. We should be on Odyssey as well at fake11.com/OD. Let's just go over to Odyssey, see if it's going on over there. Let's see. Yeah, we're live on the Odyssey. Nobody watches on Odyssey, by the way. And I have almost no views on Odyssey, so this looks like a waste of time, Odyssey. Odyssey has... I got 139 followers on Odyssey. Big deal. What about DLive? If fake11.com/DLive, does that work? Yes, it does. And I am 18 plus. DLive. If fake11.com. It comes right up on DLive. I know some people like DLive. fake11.com/DLive. If you want to go over there, you can. And what else are we on? If you go to fake11.com/stream1, you're going to get this page. And I know it says some funny album, but you just press play. And what else are we on? And it'll start playing there. So there's that. fake11.com/stream1. Matt, hello. How you doing? For some reason, we're not on FakoTube, though. It says we're on. Oh, there it is. Now it's on FakoTube. That's quite the delay. There's four people on FakoTube right now, so we'll bring up the chat. And 39 Shock from Atlanta is there. Not Big Shock. Deal. I think had what fun. What about D-Live? Doing the Fake11. What did you do? You did the audio chat. Okay, why isn't this coming up properly? And now we've got DLive. The great Fake News Phil rolling into town.
Yes, it does.
And I'm 18 plus. That's all right. I was going to start D-Live. Anyway without you just to come right up on DLive. I know some people like some D-Live, feedback. fake11.com/DLive. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hold on a second. Wait.
Take your time. We're not showing anything. Oh, he's going to get his headset. Oh, yeah. In there. So there's that. Fake11.com.
We're getting headset. Headset, Phil.
Yeah. That's the...
Oh, it's so much crisper.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. You can tell the difference. So there's that. Fake11.com. I appreciate the effort you're making to make the sound better.
Yeah. Trying, you know. It was like $40 on eBay. So they sent me... We'll see how it works.
Well, you know, the funny thing is most people before Zoom, back in the old days, everyone used a headset. Mm-hmm. And then I think they didn't really promote it when the Zoom days came with COVIDs.
Yeah.
Funny how that worked, huh? This company you never heard of suddenly is at the center of all video conferencing, and you never heard of them, yet there were many other companies that have been out there for years.
Mm-hmm. I guess Zoom makes it pretty easy, you know, for a guy like me to figure out. Mm-hmm. I guess that's what's, you know, because I don't have that good of computer skills. And so, you know, you're right. There should be 100 fake nukes, Phil, because, you know, with my remedial computer skills, yes. People have better computer skills. They could do a better job than me. It's like, come on. You know, the only thing that's required is somebody that wants to know the truth. That's the only thing that's required. And there's just not enough people that give a damn, you know?
Well, I'm finding most of the people that give a damn are on BitChute. And BitChute's working really well, knock on wood. And I'm finding some really, really interesting personalities. And most of those people don't have computer skills. They're just able to upload, which is enough. Really, just upload and that's enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you upload the right stuff. I just uploaded some stuff from that Kansas City Chiefs shooting. That's pretty funny.
Oh my God. I'd never heard of it until an hour ago where it just popped up in my BitChute. BitChute is, like I said, at the forefront. I get I must get 500 BitChute emails a day for all the people that I'm subscribed to. I'm going to have to figure out a way to sort them out. Because... Yeah. You know, what distinguishes different BitChutes is the title. So if you don't put a catchy title, because it doesn't say your name in the email, it doesn't say this is from Fake Nukes Phil.
Mm.
You see, it just says new video with the title.
Oh, okay.
When I get the email, so I don't know if it's yours.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to put a filter, I think, on my favorite BitChutes because... I have a lot of BitChute subscriptions, and I don't know who the hell's who.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
I guess
if you put in your title, maybe three letters, FNP, and mm-hmm. then the title, then that would come through in the subject, and I'd be able to see that's your video.
Oh, okay.
You see what I mean?
When I do an original video, when I'm going to narrate it myself and go through some picture files, like I mostly do when I do my own original video, I'll put my name in the title. I'll say, Phil analyzes such and such event.
Well, yeah, then I know it's you.
Yeah.
But if you put today's title is Chiefs Parade.
It looked a little sketchy.
There's going to be a lot of guys that are doing videos. I don't know if it's yours, though, unless I click on it.
Yeah, I uploaded this real fast. This probably isn't the best crisis. I just picked three out of the hat, and because I think there's a large sampling to choose from on this event. There's going to be some big whoppers coming from this one, and it's going to be fun.
Okay, what's the official story? Because this is hot off the press. So if you want hot off the press, you came to the right place.
Just some random dude just started shooting for no reason. You know the narrative. Because that's just how Americans are. Americans just start shooting people for no reason. Because that's, you know, that's how they got everybody brainwashed into thinking.
One person dead, more than 20 wounded and shoot. Okay, super duper. Ooh, what's this? Looks like some garbage on the road here. Is that supposed to be splattered chief?
Well, that would be more of a splatter than they usually show us, if it is.
That looks like some day old vegetables that are getting tossed out the back of the super duper market or the Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah.
Oh, so they got the children in there. You know, this reminds me because now everything is Israel now because it's the number one so-called story in the world still, really. I mean, they're having a hard time keeping it going, I would say. I think they're not doing a good enough job promoting the hostages. The fake hostages.
Mm-hmm.
But everything is Israel. And I can't stop thinking about, I think it must have been Netanyahu said 20 years ago. He said, you know, you guys in the West, you're not thinking about terrorism enough. We'll have to bring it to you.
Yeah, right? I think I remember that. Yeah.
I wish I could find that video. I just want the clip. And all the fakeologists out there, they're really good at finding video. So if anyone can, it was either Netanyahu or one of those.
Yeah, it was one of the ministers. And he was, I think it was
Ariel Sharon.
Yeah.
And like, these guys are the best gangsters, if you think about it. You know, you got your eye patch guy, Moshe Dayan. You had Menachem Begin. I mean, it's quite a show from the Middle East, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, now that we got our new eyeballs on and we're looking back at the history, it's been a real show. Yeah.
These guys are the best gangsters, man. Like, I really like Sharon because he was such a tough-ass fat guy. Like, he's one of my favorites. You know, pick a favorite. I think they should make dolls and sell them. Maybe Mattel do a deal. You know, pick your favorite Israeli gangster.
Yeah.
But every time I see this kind of drill, and this is what I call an integrated capstone event drill, I just think of that, how they've been doing this in Israel since the beginning.
Yes.
And now they've really, I think the Israelis are the ones that have set up the security state in the U.S. at the airport, and they build, I don't know if your research has brought this to you, where what they did for the feds to get involved, they built these fusion centers where they say, you know, the FBI doesn't talk to the state police, doesn't talk to the county police, doesn't talk to the city police. We need these fusion centers and we'll pay for them. But that's how the feds get in there and run every event. Because before, they have no business being in any state, do they? Unless they can prove a crime has crossed over a state line, they have no business in the states. None.
Yeah, well, I think they can get around that loophole pretty easy. I mean, you know, basically, there are no state or federal laws. They bypass whatever they want to.
But that's what the fusion center was. They set them up. Say, listen, we'll run the fusion centers. Just everyone come on in. The sheriff can come sit with the city police. And everyone can, and we'll solve these crimes together, guys. And that's who runs these drills.
Oh, okay. Well,
see what I mean?
That could be how they do it. You know, it's, but they just, basically they're just corrupt from top to bottom. And they just coordinate these events because we're ruled by gangsters. Not only in Israel, but here in my country, and I think in your country too, pretty sure. It's all countries, you know. There's no holdouts. There's no.
But you guys, they gotta get the guns off the people. I don't think
it's about the guns. I mean, because they always talk about the guns after every one of these events, and nothing ever happens of it. It's like they want us to talk about the guns after these events, and it's just a rabbit hole. If they took away the guns, then they couldn't do the fake shootings anymore. And they love doing these fake shootings. It's their favorite thing.
Do knifings.
But the knifings just aren't as exciting. I mean, you know, they don't get the eyeballs on the.
The problem with knifings is they're more personal because you got to get within a foot of someone to kill them with a knife.
Yeah.
A gun, you can just shoot across a parking lot. And this guy, whoever this fake guy is at least 22. This is also hoax code, at least 22.
Oh, okay. So, is that in the story there? Yeah.
Yeah, at least. And 22 is I'm not big on numerology, but. Let's be honest, we've seen it over and over again. It's just a signature of these stories. So the numbers are important for that matter. But I don't start adding them up and breaking them down. So you got 22 is a hoax code. So, okay, so there's the official story. Things we don't know yet. Don't worry, they'll fill in the blanks by... We call this Scooby-Doo justice, where this whole crime is going to be solved in 24 hours.
Yeah.
They're gonna have everything they need, and then, you know, at the end of the day, you know, at the end of Scooby-Doo, you know, if it wasn't for you damn kids, we would have got away with it.
Yeah. Yes.
You damn kids, you solve everything so fast. All right, thoughts and prayers, hearts and prayers. Yeah. Okay, yeah, they're blaming, oh, it's too hard to control secure events because of the damn gun laws. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, there's going to be Kansas City strong now.
Did you think the Super Bowl was going to get something? Because there was a lot of people pushing for that.
Yeah, there was. And I guess in a way they were right because it happened after the Super Bowl at the parade. And so in a sort of out of the way kind of way, they were proven right, right? But but it's getting kind of easy to predict this at this point. You know, they just do it like on a weekly basis, and so you're going to be, I mean, every week you got a 50-50 chance of being right, and so it's just getting too easy at this point. And well, I'm of course, this week I was busy with the Joel Osteen fake shooting down in Houston at his church. And then
that's funny. Police chief thanks officers for running towards the shooting. Is that in contrast to the Uvalde ones that ran away from the shooting? Is that what they're getting at here?
Yeah, they're playing that angle.
It's a great idea. Just run right into the bullets. Great idea, guys. Great strategy. Oh, funny. Sorry about that. I derailed you. These headlines just are just too much.
Yeah. They control the narrative. And then so people ask me, well, why did they portray the police as such cowards at Uvalde? And I think the answer is because they're going to tell us that they need to train our police to be more of a criminal gang, you know, more of a SWAT team. And so now our police are going to be SWAT equipped with all this tactical gear. And it's going to be because we asked for it, because we wanted it to happen because of Uvalde, right? And so
what's wrong with Americans? Don't you guys pick up after your garbage? I mean, look at this. Everyone just dropped their bag of Doritos and ran.
Yeah. That one guy on the stretcher looks like Mahomes, but he didn't look injured. Not at all.
CNN is the best at chronicling okay, now the timeline's all mixed up here. But CNN is the chronicler of PSYOPs, I think. So that's why I went to their site. Look at this. 4 hours and 2 minutes ago. I'm going back in time here. Okay. Here we go. So this happened at least 5 hours ago. Yeah.
It looks like a replay of the Las Vegas shooting with those barricades up there. And the way they did the crowd control, how they controlled the evacuation of the crowd so that nobody ran over each other. Because they don't want anybody to really get hurt at these events. And so what they do is they place ushers in the crowd to make sure that everybody evacuates orderly without trampling right over each other.
Well, the biggest, I guess the biggest problem when they do these in crowds is just trampling, like you said, or people getting knocked over.
Yeah, because we don't want anybody to really get hurt. It's just a stage show for the cameras. Right,
should we play this guy here?
Yeah, this guy's funny.
People just, and then you just heard shots. And then I looked and saw a body right there and then a body right there.
Body right there and a body right there.
We were over on the left side of the stage and we were like,
you're a body there,
headed
a body
off to go up the hill towards the memorial to get out of there. And all of a sudden, everybody just starts running right at us. We were probably feet from it.
So you heard gunfire?
Yes.
Did you see people get shot?
I didn't see the people on the ground.
Nobody ever does.
I saw somebody turn and fall. Oh.
You saw somebody fall?
Yeah, she saw one of the actors fall.
Until she told me. I'm absolutely terrified right now. And honestly, I don't think I could handle going back to another parade for this. It's not worth my daughter's life.
Well, that's
I guess really being that close, I mean, you know, you could wrong place at the wrong time. You know, I guess you feel like you could have been in the line of gunfire possibly, right?
Absolutely. If somebody hadn't ran into us and turned us around, we could have been next.
Right. I just came across a couple of folks who were actually visiting Kansas City just for the parade, and they were just about to catch a ride home, and I could see the fear on their face. Tell us what happened.
So the parade had just wrapped up, and we had brought an Uber. We took an Uber so that we wouldn't have to park. We're from Kansas City, but we flew in yesterday from New Hampshire just for the parade, and we were headed back to the direction where the Uber had dropped us off when all of a sudden people started crushing forward. Everybody started running. There was screaming. We didn't know what was happening, but this day and age, when people run, you run. And so I put my arms around her, and we tried to push through.
Wow,
so
we got our first caller in.
There was a woman crying.
Oh, nice.
Hey, who's on the line? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Andy from Menifee.
From Menifee. Oh, right. You called in last week.
Yeah. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're good. We're just reviewing the latest integrated capstone event. We can't even finish our dinner before there's one to talk about.
Yeah, they got the fake Joel Osteen shooting. Now we got the fake Kansas City shooting. I was telling my mom about it earlier. We were laughing about it.
Oh, good. Your mother's into the fakery, huh?
Oh, yeah. My mom knows about the fake viruses, the fake space shuttle. We were laughing about the fake India moon landing the other day. And then yeah, she was telling me about the fake killer fungus that was going around. I called it they should have came up with a better story, like killer fungus from outer space created by aliens. Make it a little more interesting.
Maybe they will.
Yeah. Don't give them some ideas.
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to get your guys' opinions on a couple things. I've been thinking a lot, and it's a little off topic, about the supposed Operation Northwoods document.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, in my opinion, they wanted that document to come out. Like, they declassified it, some major operation to, mm-hmm. Start a war with Cuba. Like, I go with the sentiment, like Phil says, about these Gaza videos. They want it out for a reason.
Yes.
They wouldn't put that out and declassify a document like that unless they wanted it out. If it's exactly. Even a real, like, the only thing I could think of is that it maybe gave some credence to the stage 9/11 event. Maybe that was in their plan. It's like, let's just say it was a real document and there happened to be some honest military person or honest politician actually wanted to put the document out. They would have came up with a story like they did with the moon telemetry data. Oh, we needed more space on the shelf, so we got rid of the file.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm suspicious. You're right to be suspicious about why we're given anything. For sure. Mm-hmm. Everything is authorized at a high level. Anything that's going to be classified, anything that really needs to be classified, which, if you think about it, are there any secrets worth keeping? Because we live in a one world international socialist world. We have since World War II.
I agree.
Yeah, I think even before that.
Yeah, before that.
In my opinion, Phil and Tim, like, I personally think all the major governments work together.
Like, absolutely.
I think Russia, Germany, Israel, they're kind of major, even though it's like small landmass wise. I think all these people work together on this phony stage, this world. Like, I don't believe the Ukraine war. Any of that. I think they all work together. China, like, we export all our manufacturing to China. And supposedly, they want to start a war with us, this and that. Like, give me a break. They all meet up with these, on the world stage to negotiate.
Yeah. Of course.
I that's my opinion. I think they work together. And then another thing, the other topic I wanted to bring up.
You know they work together. You don't have to think that. We know they work together.
Oh, yeah.
There's no problem. That is not a conspiracy theory. That is a conspiracy fact. They conspire together. There's no doubt.
Exactly. I mean, the COVID scandemic proved that.
Yeah.
They all did the exact same thing. And any country that had any little resistance to it, like the Tanzania president, like, we know what happens to them if you don't follow along with the grift.
Yeah.
Who even knows if that's real? But
exactly. Well,
the Northwoods document came out with the fake funerals to make the event look more real. And that part is true. They do fake funerals, but they've been doing that since the beginning of America. I mean, Abraham Lincoln's funeral was fake. They've been doing fake funerals forever. I mean,
I agree.
The Northwoods document didn't tell us anything new. And at Sandy Hook, he had all those fake funerals. And at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, he had all those fake funerals. You know, it's just such a common thing. And the fake trials are such a common thing. I mean, the Manson trial was fake. The O.J. Simpson trial.
Alex Jones.
You get the Derek Chauvin trial that was fake. And I mean, we are just the land of fake funerals and fake and trials. And people go to jail and they're not in jail. Like, Timothy McVeigh was not in jail. Dylann Roof is not in jail. They keep them at the special wing. If you go to the penitentiary, they've got the special wing where they keep all the dangerous criminals. Well, the special wing is the one. The special wing is the one that doesn't exist. Okay, and they bring them in. Yeah. You know, like for a photo shoot. See, look, Dylan Roof is wearing a carrot suit. That means he's getting three hots in a cot. It's like, no, Dylan Roof just comes in for a photo shoot every once in a while so that you can tell the world that it was he's in jail. And so, yeah, you know, and of course we know about Epstein and what was that all about?
When he got
killed and he wasn't in jail, and that wasn't even him that they wheeled out. I mean, I think that whole Epstein thing is just a big rabbit hole just to get us distracted. I hear so many people talking about Epstein when they should be talking about other things that are more important.
It's Epstein, like, and also Hunter Biden's laptop.
I mean, come on. Yeah. And then my second point I wanted to make was as far as there's all this talk about crashing the dollar, right? Oh, yeah. The dollar is going to go to zero and they want to implement the CBDC.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking about it, like, what if that's really not their plan? What if their plan is to just make the cost of living and inflate the currency away and make the dollar value so low that we are all just serfs forever? I mean, most of us damn near are anyway.
We are, That's I think what Ernst Zundel said, you're going to get Weimar Republic conditions. I think he was right.
You think it's gonna crash that hard, like where the money's worthless?
Well, it's getting that way, is it not? We're already, the price of some of the major food items are close to 50% higher, maybe more. So,
probably more. I mean, like a loaf of bread is like $5.
I think it's a slow crash. I don't think it's a very gradual boiling frog scenario, as far as I can see, with inflation and whatnot. And so,
by the way, how's my audio? Is it crappy?
It's so good enough. Than
last week.
Yeah,
I got some new headphones, so
yeah, you're good.
I don't like the Bluetooth because it like irritates my ear,
You're not bad. Yeah, you're pretty good. You're pretty good today.
So, I mean, that was I was kind of thinking maybe they're really. I'm not sure about the whole CBD thing because like it's mainstream and like mainstream.
The CBD, it will come. I think, I think the main way to get it out there is you make everyone dependent on the government. Then they're the ones that, if you want the government's largesse, then you need to use their currency. So if they give you bananas for currency or digital tokens, it doesn't matter. You're going to need them because you're dependent on them. I think that's going to be very easy, but they're always going to need the cash for the drugs. So that's, they're going to run them both, I think, at the same time, I would say.
Yeah, that's going to suck, man. It's like, how can you really resist that? Because I think they're going to do it like everybody says. They're going to, like, when they first implement and say, oh, download this wallet and you're going to get all this free digital currency. And like,
it's not going to be free. It's going to be your welfare check is going to be that way.
Exactly.
That's how it's going to be. Exactly. It's not going to be hard. When you get everyone hooked on the government, that's how they're going to pay you. So.
Yeah, a lot of people already are. That's the biggest problem, the welfare state. Like,
yes, it is.
Even if we did try to transition, if we had some like so-called honest politicians that wanted to transition into an honest money system, you got this big, gigantic welfare problem. Like, how would you get, like, it would screw so many people if you got rid of the socialism aspect of the welfare thing, you know?
Let me ask Phil. Phil, You're in the contracting business. You're mm-hmm. in the handyman business.
Mm-hmm.
Do you take credit cards?
No. I fly under the radar. I work. I pay as little taxes as possible.
So you need cash then.
Do not vote and do not. And
I'm, now, what are you going to do if you can't take cash in the future? Then what?
Well, then I'll have to reinvent myself. Over. But right now, you know. Yeah, I am milking the system right now, and I'm not really milking it. You know, I really am disabled.
You're just part of the underground economy,
I don't pay. But of course, you know, it's not good for me to talk about this. I recommend everybody to pay as little taxes as possible, and don't waste your time voting and. just spend more time thinking about ways you can avoid paying taxes, because you're just paying taxes to an evil system.
Well, rich people don't pay taxes either because they have legal tax avoidance systems.
No, they got all the loopholes and the nonprofits and all that kind of stuff, and all their they got the high priced accountants. They know all the loopholes,
or they put their corporations in tax free areas of the world, and then just
I think it's
the middle class, the people on the payroll that get hit the hardest because it's the biggest group and they pay the most tax because it's just the biggest group. So anyway, you got anything else? We got to stick to fakery here, because otherwise we could talk about taxes till the end of time.
Yeah. No, I just wanted to call in, say hi to you guys.
Hello.
You guys always do a great show. And
thanks.
Hey, Phil, you still riding a motorcycle after that accident?
Yeah, I still do. And I wish I would have had it last week when I went through Menifee, because I had to drive my car and I got stuck in that traffic jam you guys have there every single freaking morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would have been main lane splitting all the
way. Bypassed the whole thing.
You would have been on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling there, Menifee. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
Andy from Menifee. Andy from Menifee.
I'll call you guys next week.
Yeah, all good. Right.
Bring us some fakery stories, whatever you can bring.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll research some fakery stories and stick to the topic.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Andy. Take care.
All right, guys. Later.
All right. So there's Andy from Menifee. The numbers are scrolling on the bottom of the screen, or if you're listening to the audio, it's 810-666-1984, 902-400-1984. Hit me on the Discord. Hit me on Skype at Fakeologist. So are we done with KC, or...
Then I posted some videos on this Joel Osteen, and it's just it just triggered me, because these evangelical Christians really trigger me, because how dare they do a fake shooting, because they're always lording over us how righteous they are, and now you're going to do a fake shooting, So I got triggered, and I posted about 6 or 7 videos about that Joel Osteen. But
happy, shiny, happy people.
A lot of shiny, happy people. They're all strong in the Lord, and I bet you they all think they're all strong with the Lord. But
this? Oh, I see. I was gonna say that maybe a lot of the videos look the same at the beginning. I guess, did you put the same clip at the beginning, a lot of these?
Yeah,
this part where he's...
Yeah. We don't understand why these things happen, but...
Because this is just funny as heck. Because this guy's smiling.
That 5-year-old boy, and prayed for the lady that was deceased, her family and all, and the other gentleman.
But we know why it's happening. It's to build the biosecurity scape. Hey, I think it's John the Beggar.
John the Beggar from the South Shore of the St. Lawrence Seaway.
Wow.
I was just calling to say that old Joel Osteen, his church is the old Houston Summit, where the Houston Rockets used to play back in the day. He can get, I think, almost 20,000 people in there, and he charges like $20 a ticket to go to church.
Wow.
I think he easily is pulling in $500,000 every weekend.
I think my dad told me that. Yeah, that his church is an old basketball stadium. Yeah, that's crazy.
He's got nothing on Kenny Copeland, though. He's my absolute favorite. You know Kenneth Copeland?
Yeah.
Oh, man, he is unbelievable. And the guy that uses him the most, or loves him the most, are the Remix Brothers. Have you seen them?
No, I don't think I know them.
Oh, my God. They call him Little Casey, and he is unbelievable. There's this entire play mix here of Little Casey. What's the best one here? I'll just play one. The uncircumcised Philistine. This guy. I don't know what
to a techno beat.
Yeah. I can't play anything off my Chrome browser, so sorry, it's not going to play. But
that having the Houston Summit as your church and charging people admission to get in, two services he's up to now. My God, like I say, he has to be bringing in $500,000. at least.
It costs a lot of money to praise the Lord. Don't you know that?
My goodness. I know of a church. It's in the Detroit area. In fact, it's in the city of Detroit.
Yeah.
Because a friend of mine, he goes there. And he's been working volunteering there, and it's a predominantly Black and Hispanic church, a small smattering of poor whites like my friend, and they had $1.5 million in the bank, and the church was totally solvent. The building is paid for and everything, and the archdiocese has come in and closed them down, so he gets that $1.5 million.
Yeah, no
That's
doubt.
Pathetic. That's truly pathetic. It's just terrible that these things go on and these people do this in the name of God. It's just, it's so obscene.
Yeah.
It makes me mad.
It reminds me of the false prophets that they talk about in the book of Zechariah, I think it is. But yeah, it's really pathetic. Yeah.
It's just awful. And then they told those people in the church they closed down to go over about 8 miles to a very wealthy suburban parish. And they even passed over some poorer parishes to say, tell them to go to that one. It was basically a way of telling them to get lost.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's America. It's a business. It's capitalist society and all that.
True.
And
true,
nobody true. Forces these people to go to church, so they go by their own volition. So I don't really have a problem with it, to be honest with you. But I know that it is annoying, but
and of course the entire congregation was foreigners from south of the border and from all over Latin America. It was just, I mean, he's like a collection point for all these invaders. And it's, yeah, the whole thing just made me ill. The whole event.
Anything with Joel Osteen makes me ill.
Yeah.
Well, he was given the business. It's a family business, is it not?
Yeah, I believe it is. And yeah. Some people have suggested that that's actually that he's wearing a latex mask and that he's an actor. And it could be true. You never know.
I don't know. I think Casey, I don't. It's possible, but Casey, I think, is the real deal. This guy, he's one of my favorite. He is such a great actor. I don't think there's any act that can separate the foolish from their money better than this guy. He is so good. He's got the best lines, too.
And what's his name again?
Oh, Kenneth Copeland.
Kenneth Copeland. He is the number one preacher, I think. And
the prosperity gospel, give me money and you'll get money.
No, I don't know if he says that. He did an interview, one of my favorites, with what was it? What's that show that Bill O'Reilly was on?
Inside Edition.
Yeah, I think it's Inside Edition. You got it. This one is unbelievable. If you haven't seen this one, this is 11 minutes. It's really worth watching. I'll put it in the show notes. You got to watch this.
I ask you about why you don't want to fly commercial. Why have you said that you won't fly commercial? You said that it's like getting into a tube with a bunch of...
He reminds me of the snake from the Jungle Book. You got to watch it. You got to watch his eyes. He is so good. I'm telling you.
Why do you think that?
No, listen to me just a second. Of course. Not the people. The main reason is because of the need. If I flew commercial, I'd
the
have
to... She's asking this because he was quoted saying he will not ever fly commercial with the goyim. He didn't say goyim, but he just said with the trash.
Okay, with the cattle. Yeah,
yeah. I don't know. So this is why he's being. This is why she went after him.
Stop 65% of what I'm doing. That's really the main.
Isn't it true that you want to fly commercial so that you can fly in luxury? How much money did you pay for Tyler Perry's Gulfstream jet, for example?
Well, for example, that's really none of your business, but...
Isn't it the business of your donors?
Listen, I paid. You kind of caught me off guard here, okay?
Certainly. Well, if you you'd like to come out here, I'd like to give you a chance to catch your breath and have a conversation. We don't want to catch you off guard.
I love Inside Edition. You got to get this now. Hey, you listen to me? My wife thinks Inside Edition is, oh, yeah. Now,
this guy is
thank you, Lord. Help me. Let me pray.
Let me
just
guys.
Ask you a really simple question. A lot of people think it's unbecoming for a preacher to live a life of luxury and to fly around in private jets. What's your response to that?
Very simple. It takes a lot of money to do what we do. We have brought over 100, let's see, the latest figures just came out, 122 million people to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me give you another example. Last May, I was scheduled for Lagos, Nigeria. That's a long
look at this
way.
Guy's eyes.
Yeah, that is
I had a week
right.
off.
He's hypnotizing her.
And I was scheduled for Peru. And I prayed about it, and I thought, I'm not missing that dedication in Jerusalem. Without the airplane that we have that I bought from Tyler Perry, and I didn't pay anywhere. And Tyler's one of the greatest guys. He made that airplane so cheap for me, I couldn't help but buy it.
Well, my question then, okay, all right, but I want to get to the demons because people are very concerned about that comment.
Give me a chance here, Inside Edition. I love your eyes.
You hear that?
And,
I love your eyes. This guy is
here's
so
what happened. We flew in 21 days, 70 hours, 40,000 miles, touched five continents, and preached face to face personally with 125,000 people.
Do you ever use your private jets to go visit your vacation homes, for example?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Again, getting back to the comment, you said that you don't like to fly commercial because you don't want to get into a tube with a bunch of demons.
Oh,
do you really
quote,
believe that human beings are demons?
No, I do not. And don't you ever say I did. We wrestle not with flesh and blood, but principalities and powers.
Can you explain what you meant by that term then? Just explain, because it's really simple. You said you didn't want to get into a tube with a bunch of demons. What did you mean?
Well, let me ask you.
Do you think that people that fly commercial are demons?
If you give me a chance to talk, sweetheart, I'll explain this to you. But it's a biblical thing. It's a spiritual thing. It doesn't have anything to do
with it. It's a living thing. I don't know if you want. I'm going to put this in the show notes. You guys got to, if you haven't seen this, I've watched it three times. It's really good.
I like Inside Edition because I get a lot of good show ideas from Inside Edition because every single segment on Inside Edition is always fake. It's always a hoax. And this segment probably is too, but you see, Kenneth Copeland is playing a character here. He is playing a character that people from Inside Edition love to hate. And we all love to hate this kind of a character. And that drives up the viewership for Inside Edition.
Yes.
Kenneth Copeland, I think he's like an Israel, how Israel makes themselves, you know, just hateable, and he's making himself hateable, and it makes him, and doesn't care because it makes him money.
10 million views, 83,000 comments. This is a 4-year-old video.
Mm-hmm.
People love this stuff. They love it.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing. I'm going to give that a thumbs up. What do you say, John the Beggar? Who's to blame? I say the people that are paying the admission.
Well, there is that element right there. But like the church that I was talking about that got closed down, the leadership right from Rome through the various archdioceses and bishops is at least 90% corrupt.
Mm-hmm. All human organizations are corrupt.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's even worse. It's gotten worse over the years.
Yeah, maybe.
It's just gotten worse and worse.
But what exactly do you mean by corrupt?
They're not operating in the benefit of people's souls or in the tradition of the apostles and what Jesus taught at all. They're just, he's just going for the money. That's all they're doing. and to make it a popular thing. They're now going to bless homosexuals, things that are against scripture.
Right.
And it's just destroying the church. I think there'll be a schism in the church once again. I think it's already coming.
All right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I can't even know which, I mean, they're so mixed up. You got the Catholics, you got the Protestants, you got the evangelicals, and they're just,
don't forget the atheists.
And they're all, and then you got the Joel Osteen here that are having a fake shooting at his church, and it just completely selling his, I mean, if he just wanted to just tell the world that he sold his soul to the devil, I mean, this, he just did it.
He gets paid in the sense that he has a tax exempt business. That's his payment.
Yeah, I know. But what I'm thinking is that they either gave him some money or convinced him that he'd get more donations out of this.
Well, it's good publicity for sure.
And he's also getting publicity. Yeah, he's
amazing publicity. You can't buy this kind of publicity.
His clicks have gone up 10,000 fold since this happened.
Okay.
I think
it's much like the Taylor Swift, Travis Casey thing, where more jerseys have been sold of KC's and jerseys with the name Swifties on the back. And they're $100 a pop.
Is his name KC or Kelsey? Either way.
Well, they're calling it Swiftie because they're the couple. I wouldn't be caught dead in one of those jerseys. Are you kidding me? Who's paying $100 for that?
But you,
there's a lot of suckers.
But you're talking about it. We're both talking about it. So it doesn't matter. Just as long as you spell his name right, that's all he cares about. It works.
True.
Negative advertising works.
Definitely.
That's why
publicity out there.
Some of the best fakeologists hate the fakeologist. And some of Phil's biggest fans, they hate his work, but they can't turn him off.
That's right.
And they make the best comments. I mean, most of Phil's fans probably don't even comment. The ones that hate him are the ones that make the comments.
Yeah, I got people that are regulars, and they support when I put up a new video. And once in a while, I get a hater, but they don't last very long. They give a few comments, but they don't stick around to try to defend their logic. They just call a few names and then they leave. So, you know, I'm all about, hey, if you want to challenge my logic, let's get it on. And, you know, and I try not to block people.
If I had enough energy, I would be my own worst hater and hate myself and generate something. But I actually had a couple people that weren't me that over the years have come after me making parallel channels. So it's kind of funny. It's kind of an honor in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway. Anything else, John the Beggar, from the South Shore?
Yeah, I wanted to know, because I ran across something in YouTube clips called The Lion of the Desert. It was a movie Anthony Quinn made about the life of Omar
al-Mukhtar
and the Italians' occupation of Libya. He led a revolt there. Okay. I'm wondering if some people are going to say that was fake. I don't think it was. I think it was real.
I never heard of it. You heard of it, Phil?
I think, yeah. Italy had some issues with the northern coast of Africa, and reluctantly Germany had to go down there and help because they were allies during the war. And, you know, I think most of World War II is correct. I think World War II was a war against Germany and the Axis powers, because the Axis powers were fighting communism. And so, yeah, and America had to go in and make sure that communism won. And that's basically what World War II was. We helped our Chinese friends beat the Japanese, and we helped our Soviet friends beat the Germans. And then the whole world's been communist ever since. That's, in a nutshell, what World War II was all about. And then once the Soviets took control of worldwide control, then they started faking everything. I mean, you know, moon landings, atomic weapons, everything. That's why that's why the nations are united and doing COVID hoaxes, is because we're all a Soviet conglomeration now. The Bolsheviks announced that they were seeking a worldwide revolution when they took over Russia or Moscow in 1917. And I'm here to tell you that the Bolsheviks have succeeded. They have succeeded in their worldwide revolution. And now we don't know who's Jew and who. We don't know. The Bolsheviks always keep changing their name. You don't. They don't call themselves Bolsheviks anymore. But they just keep. They call themselves Republicans now. They call themselves Democrats. They call them. They just. They're chameleons.
They're everywhere.
Well, definitely. And I always make the statement that communism and fascism are like the Democrats and Republicans. They're the two sides of the same coin, in my opinion.
Yeah, okay. I kind of disagree. I think the fascists were fighting communism, and they were the only ones who ever did. America never fought communism. The British never fought communism. The only ones who ever fought communism were the fascists, frankly. And they actually fought them with armies. They went into Russia.
What about
the
Poles in 1920?
Yeah, the Poles too. Yeah, and that's why the
They weren't communists when they fought them.
Yeah, and the Poles.
They weren't fascists. Excuse me. They fought against communism coming in.
Yeah, so I don't know what you know. I think General Franco from Spain was a fascist. I mean, he was friends with Hitler.
Oh, he was.
And the reason why is because General Franco had fought his own war against the Bolsheviks during the 30s, and during the Spanish Civil War. And yeah, so he knew exactly what Hitler was going through. And so, yeah, and the Poles did fight. And that's why the Poles, most of them, wanted the Germans. There was no blitzkrieg where the Germans took over Poland in 3 weeks. That's because the Polish invited the Germans in to help them get the Soviets off their eastern border. And that's why, there was no blitzkrieg. We've been lied to about that. The Germans were being invited into France. They were being invited into Denmark. And that's why they swept through Europe so effortlessly.
Well, it's because they were – National Socialism was working. People wanted to share in the wealth. It was a system that was working. I'm not going to say it was the be-all, end-all. I don't know. I wasn't there, but it was working. And people wanted it. People want to share in the success. Because whatever was in their country wasn't working in the same way. Let's be honest.
I'd like to know what you two gentlemen think of the bombing of Guernica when Franco had Hitler drop firebombs on Guernica.
I never heard of it.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I'm not a history guy.
In the Basque homelands, the Basque separatists.
Okay, oh. I know I've heard of the Basque separatists, but I really am not really well versed in.
I don't think the Germans didn't use firebombs, and the Germans didn't drop them on civilians. That's for sure. The Germans believed in strategic tactical bombing of military targets, and the only people that used phosphorus on civilians were the Allies.
Right, the British.
Yeah, the British were famous for using phosphorus on Allies, and the Americans too. Yeah.
Okay, but there is this always in history that Guernica was bombed, and the Basques are always mad at it, and they said that Hitler was invited to test bombing on them.
Well, that could have been another disinfo campaign. I mean,
we'll have to look that up.
No one's smarter than the British when it comes to divide and conquer. I think it's the old Romans. These guys know how to run an empire.
If I was to venture a guess, I would say the Brits firebombed them, and they probably painted their airplanes to make them look like German airplanes, and that's probably what happened.
Yeah.
If I was to venture a guess right now,
I was just wondering what your thoughts were on those that event on Omar al-Mukhtar and his.
Well, whatever you're told, it's probably not the right story. If that's the official story, there's probably something wrong with it. I think that's the main thing you have to really take from fakeologists, because every official story is BS. And Phil, that's what Phil does every day, day in and day out. And he doesn't even spend that much time. It doesn't take that much to find a problem with the story, does it, Phil?
No, yeah. Like this week, if I can touch on this real quick.
Yeah, go for it.
I looked at the Abraham Lincoln. I looked at that Seward guy, what's his name? Yeah.
Seward,
Secretary of State.
So, yeah, you did that for Lynn.
Yeah. Lynn Ertel told me to look into this guy. So yeah. I noticed that after the assassination, he was showing off his chin because he was showing off where Lewis Powell had stabbed him in the face. But then if you read further, you'll see that he had been in a carriage accident 9 days earlier. And in that carriage accident, he had severely injured his right jaw, and they had to install a metal plate. And so What are the odds that Lewis Powell just happened to stab him right on top of where he just had that metal plate installed? And so
it saved his life.
It's, and at trial, they didn't show any photographs of his face so that you can discern what is the carriage accident and what is the stab wound. They didn't do that. They just gave the judge a sketch saying, here's where he stabbed him. And it's like, don't give me this sketch. Take me a picture of his damn face so I can tell the difference between the carriage accident and where the guy stabbed him. But of course, see, they never needed to do that because the whole trial was a sham. They just gave him a sketch. And that was it. And see, Lewis Powell was in on it. Lewis Powell was an actor. And so that's why Lewis Powell didn't object. It was all the whole trial was a stage trial. And it was none of those conspirators were hung. John Wilkes Booth was not killed. We don't have any proof that he was killed. And so
to England. The Booth courage.
Did they? I don't doubt it.
Some people claim that his great great granddaughter was the wife of Tony Blair when he actually had a family. He's married to some Chinese handler now, but she was a Booth.
Oh, okay, that's interesting.
I think these guys at the top are all incestuous, and they're all doing things to make sure they stay on the top and we stay on the bottom.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So knowing that, you see, shows me that the North had consciousness of guilt. The North knew that they had done something very wrong and that the Confederates had every reason to be pissed off at them. So the North had committed a huge crime against the South. And so they were under this conundrum. How do we make the South, you know, come be our friends again? And so what they did is they invented this story of this Lincoln assassination, and they shamed the South saying, look what you did. One of your boys came up here and killed our president. So despite all the bad things we did to you, you got to come be our friends again because you did a bad thing too. And so that's basically what it was. That's what the Lincoln assassination was to... because the Confederates had every reason to hate the North forever because the North had started the war.
Andrew Johnson could have never got elected. He was not a likable person. But since he was the successor to Lincoln, it was, you know, continue the tradition. Much like when John Kennedy left, Johnson could get in. Johnson on his own could have never gotten in.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, again, there's so many similarities between the JFK assassination and the Lincoln assassination, and those similarities are there on purpose because both of those assassinations were scripted, and even Reagan, when he before his fake shooting with James Brady and John Hinckley, like 7 days before the shooting, he had a roast with James Brady, and at the end he was like making fun of James Brady, saying it was his birthday or something, and then at the end of the roast he said, all right, we're all going to Ford's Theater. And he was referring to the Lincoln assassination and the Ford's Theater.
Well, oh, you're kidding.
No, I got that. I posted that video. Yeah.
Where is it? I got to watch that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's way back. It's like 6 months ago.
But, so oh, you had, okay.
But yeah, Reagan actually said that during a roast. And then 7 days later, James Brady has this shooting and he gets shot by John Hinckley. It was all, and see, it's the same thing because just like Seward had the previous injury from the carriage accident, James Brady had a brain aneurysm. They had to remove an aneurysm in his brain, and they got a fake shooting out of it. And it's just like Gabby Giffords when she has that little mark on her forehead. Well, she had a brain tumor, like a cancerous tumor, and they had to remove it, and they got a fake shooting out of it. It's the same thing. It's like, never let a crisis go to waste. And so,
yeah, never let a crisis go to waste. That's true.
And they get a fake, and they when one of these bad things happen where they have to go in and remove something from one of these people's heads, they get a fake shooting out of it, and it's just the long line. All of it's been all of these assassinations have been fake, all of them. Even Martin Luther King, Robert Kennedy at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles. That, you know, the Sirhan. That was fake. All the Kennedys faked their deaths. Even that Kennedy Jr. who crashed his plane off of Long Island. I mean, there's so much tragedy that has happened to the Kennedy family, and nobody ever demands answers. The Kennedy family is always just happy with the official explanations. Oh, nothing to see here. Let's move along. It's like, wait a minute.
Part of the establishment, too.
They have the worst luck.
Yeah, and it's like, because they're all in on it, because the whole Kennedy family is in on it. And so
it's an acting crew.
Yeah. Yeah, they're ancient bloodline, and they get their jollies out of faking their deaths. And
you know, there was a guy, he did a video, and he showed one of the Kennedy daughters went and married some British royal.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember who it was, lesser royal. And he looked at the guy, and he claimed that that's her brother, the one who died in the plane crash. And it could be.
Yeah. Certainly.
All right,
and
let's look at this Reagan shooting one more time here.
Yeah, this is if you look at this video, you'll see that James Brady was conscious the entire time. He was actually talking to the people above him. He was moving his hand, and there was only a small packet of blood underneath his head.
All right, let's look at this a small
ketchup packet.
Yeah,
they had at Boston, they had ketchup come out and stuff.
Yeah,
for the entire duration.
You're comparing the different shooting angles, I think.
Yeah, there's like four different cameramen. And here's another thing.
That?
See,
right here, a little bit of blood.
And you see, there's just a little bit of blood right there, Brady's head.
And
yeah.
There's no blood coming
Looks
from
like
his
ketchup,
head.
Yeah.
Picks it up.
Are you doing okay?
He's moving his head. See that? He's moving his head.
I know. It was one of the.
He would not be moving his head. He was supposed to be unconscious.
Trying to get it more.
Exactly.
He's supposed to be unconscious.
Well, he's about to go unconscious. He just has to answer a quick question.
Who in their right mind would leave the guy laying there smashing his head? He just got shot
back in the 80s.
He's going to put his head up again.
I think we saw very much on that one. That was right after the Reagan thing, or it was either after or before. There was just one other thing about these psyops, they always do them in bunches. It packs a bigger punch.
Because
you think the whole world's collapsing when everyone's getting shot at the same time. That's one thing about, you know, the van attacks where they drove the van down the sidewalks in all major cities.
Yeah.
They all happen at the same time because it's a world media now, so you hear about every single one of them. I think it just creates more enforcement in your brain. If you missed one, well, just wait next week. You'll hear there'll be another one.
You get the other one, and it throws you off from concentrating on the one to the other, and then you don't see flaws easily.
Well, yeah, Phil's probably going to be off the Joel Austin case now. Now he's on to KC.
Yeah, you know, I got launched on that like an hour before show's time tonight, and yeah, that one's going to give me a lot of whoppers. I mean, there's a lot
he's
of
messing
witnesses.
With the entire time.
It's a full-time job.
This stuff. He doesn't know what the heck he's.
Yeah,
doing.
But you know, it's a labor of love, and plus it's kind of easy. You know, they kind of give them to me like layups. You know, they're kind of easy.
Shooting fish in a barrel.
Brady on the ground over here.
That's
again,
a good analogy
no
too. Some of them are. It isn't funny.
They're not even funny. Brady's they gotta pick up their game. Up
with his right arm.
I just
and see right here, James Brady is talking.
Now, you'll, down here he's got handkerchiefs.
Yeah,
and notice the handkerchief is on the left. He's talking, and notice the handkerchief is on the left side of his forehead. In subsequent interviews, his scar was on the right side of his forehead.
Nice find.
A little more.
Seriously, I mean, look, they're holding it to the left side of his forehead.
Then the guy's saying, "Listen, you're stepping on my foot. What are you doing?" Back off. You're hurting my foot.
No more blood.
Oh my.
Good comedy there.
Yes,
get up.
He's getting up on his own power right here. We were told that a bullet exploded inside his skull. That's what we were told. And James Brady is getting up on his own power right there. I mean, come on. That's insulting.
That's enough of that.
I used to watch him on Larry King all the time.
Jim Brady
doing the gun control right with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm really feeling pretty good this week. You remember that?
The first of six bullets.
That sounds like him.
I remember them.
Oh yeah, James Brady on Larry King. Oh my God, I watched. Waste so many hours. I love Larry King. I probably still watch him.
yeah, just for the entertainment. Even though he's lying to you, you just do it for the entertainment.
There was another shooting I'm quite sure now is fake. A guy, Alan Berg, a Jewish guy in Denver, He was supposedly a radio show host. Yes. He was against right-wing people. Alan Berg is dead. He was a friend of Larry King's. I'm quite sure he just retired to Israel.
Mm-hmm. I remember that, too. Remember that.
There's just so much baloney.
I wonder if they see that.
I think Bill Cooper faked his death. I think, you know who, Michael Collins Piper, I think faked his death. I mean, he was 54 years old. He was in better shape than me. I mean, seriously, I listened to his radio shows and see, he was giving misinformation. He was saying that Israel had nuclear weapons. He said that JFK assassination was real. He was saying, he said the USS Liberty was real. He was saying, giving a lot of misdirection. See, now in hindsight, I can go back and say, hey, you know what, Michael, you never checked the facts on the USS Liberty. You don't have a single photograph to prove that anyone was hurt on that event. And Israel having nukes, there ain't no nukes. There ain't no Samson option. I've been to Nevada and we're the most radiated place on the planet. And there was less radiation there than there is in Palm Springs. I took my Geiger counter.
You near the bomb sites with Geiger counters, will they?
No, they will allow they do allow field trips to the crater, to the biggest crater. But you're not allowed to bring. Well, here's how they get away with it. They say you can't bring a camera. They say you can't bring a camera, so you can't take a picture. It doesn't really say Geiger counter, but you can't take a picture of your reading. So you can get there and you can take a reading, but you can't take your camera out and take a picture of it, you know, to document the fact that you're at Sedan Crater and to say, here's the reading at Sedan Crater. And so that's how they get around it. The Geiger counter actually isn't on the list of things that are prohibited, but they have it to where you can't, you know, record it. If you do bring a Geiger counter, it's a. But anyway, I went downwind of the test proving grounds, and yeah, there's no radiation. They never evacuated Nevada. I mean, come on, they detonated 900 nukes in Nevada, and nobody was ever evacuated. It's all nonsense. And why would you detonate that many nukes right in the middle of the continent, right there in Nevada, where all the wind is going to blow it, you know, easterly. You know, throughout the, you know, it's just dumb. I mean, they only did a few out of Bikini Atoll, only a few. The vast majority were all at Nevada. I've seen the, you know, the mapping where the guy maps out all the nuclear detonations for the past 50 years. And Nevada is,
I've seen that.
Nevada just got it blown to pieces. Nevada, they just blew it up. And
would that be to keep people out of there because there's a lot of minerals in those deserts?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't. There are some mining operations going in there, but they're not prolific like that. I mean, I don't.
Most would be mineral sites that we don't know of. I mean, they may not be being mined today, but they may be there for the future.
Well, I mean, anybody can buy a Geiger counter off eBay, and you can safely go to Nevada anywhere you want to, and it's not even a thing. If people wanted to get those minerals, they'd say, hey, it's safe. Let's go get them. I mean, so have at it because there's no radiation there. There's no fallout. And people don't – and see, the younger generation doesn't understand. Back when I was a kid, they were scaring us with this fallout on Twilight Zone, on Dr. Strangelove, all these different movies, like James Bond movies, they were scaring us of these nuclear winters that would happen. People were building bomb shelters in their backyards. And people tell me, sometimes people tell me, Phil, it was never that bad. They never scared us that bad. I said, bullshit. People were building bomb shelters. They were scaring the hell out. They were getting school children to duck underneath their desks in case of a thermonuclear attack. Even me, when I was a kid, I was trained how to look for the civil defense signs in my downtown area. And those signs led to staircases that led downstairs so that you could get underground in case the air sirens went off. I mean, and this is in the 80s. I was being trained to do this.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's a movie, A Blast from the Past, with Alicia Silverstone and Brendan Fraser, mm-hmm. and about a family that thought that a nuclear attack was coming, and they went into a bomb shelter, and a plane crashed into the place, and they just presumed the people dead and covered it over, and they came out many years later. It's a very funny movie, actually.
Okay. Yeah,
it was real in that people were going around building bomb shelters like that.
Yeah, you know, and you know, in the Twilight Zone where all the neighbors got together and they were like, Howard, let us into your bomb shelter, Howard, we know you got food in there. And then finally they came over the radio that it was just a false alarm, and then all the neighbors had to apologize to Howard. Oh, I'm sorry, Howard. I really wasn't going to kill you. I just wanted it was fun. Yeah,
I'm quite sure the Twilight Zone was a psychological operation of the government too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that show.
That was a great show.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's too a show called Criminal Minds. I was watching a rerun of it. I was downstairs in the community room, and someone was watching it, and I watched the thing, and I thought, this is just traumatizing people about mm-hmm. serial killers that don't exist.
Yeah. Yeah, John Wayne Gacy, Dahmer, Bundy. Yeah, I think all of those trials were theater trials. I think they were all, you know, yeah. I mean, I haven't spent too much time digging into those because it's like I got too many other ones. You know, there's just thousands of events that I know are fake, but it's like you can't get into all of them.
No.
And so, you know, some of them I just had to say, you know, that's fake. Just don't waste my time with it. I'm just going to go on. And, you know, I'm spending most of my time on Gaza right now. I really want to, so that they don't pull this, because they've been pulling this stunt ever since I was a kid. This whole intifada, this whole rockets flying in Gaza, and this whole, you know,
you should look up some of the travelog mm-hmm. type YouTube videos. People that went to Gaza a few mm-hmm. months before this thing started, and they mm-hmm. talk about an open air prison. It didn't look like any open air prison to me. I saw cars. I saw people walking around. People go out to the pier and fish and everything else. And I just don't think it's that poor of a place anymore.
Yeah, they even have two universities there, and they're online, you know, advertising for scholarships. Come to our university, and yeah, you get people in the restaurants on the beach and.
Yeah, but maybe there's different sections. They probably just move people out of the section they want to redevelop. Maybe you're probably, looking at the good section, but maybe the northern half of that area. It's not that big of an area. Maybe that's what they've demolished, and they just got to keep. I'm trying to figure out why these guys, these Gazanians, mm-hmm. go along with it. They must have promised that they're going to be able to move back. I think they're going to. Mm-hmm. I think they probably said, "Listen, we're just going to give us 5 years. We're going to rebuild the area. You'll get a chance to go back."
Well, you know, there's something too, is the Palestinian community, when the Israelis started colonizing in 47, 48, mm-hmm. I think it was like 60% Christian, 35% Muslim, and 5% of the Palestinians were Jews.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I would argue with you, as a geneticist from John Hopkins did, a Jewish American himself, that the people closest to the Jews of the Bible genetically are the Palestinians. I don't think you can tell a Muslim, a Jew, or a Christian Palestinian apart. Same thing in Egypt or Syria, and there are some Jews, not many in Syria, but I don't think if you put them all together in the same clothing, you could tell the difference.
But then you get it. What is Jews? Judaism? And mm-hmm. the guy I'm watching, I don't know if you've seen this guy, I've been watching a lot of him lately, Phil. On BitChute. I put him on FakoTube. I think his name is Marcus. I think he's a German guy, this guy. I don't know if you've seen this guy. He calls it the cult of Judea. It's a cult.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
this guy
if
here?
You look and accept that Palestinians are the original Jews.
The Holocaust,
some
you know,
of them went to Christianity, some went to Islam, and some of them stayed at Judaism.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it's just I think you can just join up. I don't think
I don't think your blood is any different. I mean, I'm really against all this. This guy's a
well,
this and this guy's a that.
Jews. They wouldn't be Ashkenazi Jews.
I know, but again, what makes them, what makes you a Jew? I mean,
yeah.
I think it's like being a Mooney or a Scientologist. What's the difference, honestly? Yeah.
Right now, I can say that I am seeing an alliance over there. The Palestinians are absolutely working with the Jews. This is a stunt that they're pulling over there. And so I can't go back in time and figure out the genealogy or where the family lines come from. But right now, as of today, they are working together. I mean, Israel is allowing them to have internet so that they can send out all these videos that I'm uploading, because it's like, why are you allowing the Palestinians to release these videos into the Instagram to where people like me can post them on my channel and I can ask my viewers, hey, do you think this looks real or not? You know, because
I think they're just showing you little sections. It's much like they do when they show you stuff in the Ukraine and they say this building was bombed, and someone else shows you a video of the same building and show that it's been being hit with a wrecking ball.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Well, yeah, well, the sections they're showing me in Gaza are these people that are holding these babies up in the air, and they're looking for the nearest camera so that they can make a political speech while they're holding this supposedly dead baby in their hands, which is just ludicrous. And so it's flopping around. And it's like 30 or 40 of videos like this. It's like all these people are reacting the same way. It's like it's impossible. You might get one or two parents that might act that way, which is just crazy. But you wouldn't get 30 or 40 parents acting this way. I mean, it defies the laws of statistics. It's like there's no way all these people could be acting the same way like this. And
these are relatives of Robbie Parker.
And then, that's the most logical conclusion. Yes, they are all related to Robbie Parker. Yes. And so...
All right, John, I'm going to have to wrap it up. We've been going an hour and 15. I think you and Phil get along real well. You guys should do a show.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for letting me talk, Fakeologist, and thank you for listening to me too, Fake News Nukes Phil.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, that was a good time.
Good call. Thank you, John. Okay. John the beggar. Thank you. John is no beggar. He just does a good job, and he's got it all here. Phil, I noticed you did a show with Simon and Gemma again. She's really getting into this. Simon's really getting some good licks in with Gemma.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, because she's seen for herself that many of these victims from 9/11 are actors and they're characters. And they're telling whoppers of Holocaust proportions. I mean, these people, Holocaust-style spinnings of yarns. And so, yes, I think she is genuinely seeing it for herself without having to be convinced by anyone else. And so, yeah, so, I mean, it is interesting. Once you understand the crisis actor phenomenon and that there are people walking among us who they do these media hoaxes based upon these people that just get on camera and tell just big whoppers. And that's really all that's required to change history is just get some people to give some false testimony, and you literally change the history books. And it's but of course we should have known this lesson, you know, as we went through the Holocaust threshold and learned how they lied about that event. And then we thought they just stopped. Okay, they did it at the Holocaust, but they not only have they kept it going, but they're accelerating it and doing it more and more often. And it's a successful formula for them. And yeah, so I like to see Gemma, you know, come along and get interested in this subject. And so she's mostly focused on how it's corrupting Ireland.
Yeah.
And she's never seen these fake events in Ireland before. I said, well, Gemma, you have, I mean, she's even said all those IRA bombings back in the 70s and 80s were fake. And I said, well, there you go. It's been faking ever since the 80s or the 70s. And so I think if she looks closer, she'll find a whole bunch more fakery that's been going on in Ireland for the past couple decades, you know. But those are some surprises that she will discover along the way, just like me. When I had to go back and discover everything, you know, I wasn't expecting to find out that JFK actually faked his assassination.
Yeah, no one's written a book on that. They write on every other aspect.
Yeah.
Every other possibility, but not that one.
Exactly. And I wasn't, so all these things are, but it's just the most logical answer because there's just no way. There's no way it was a real event. There's just no way that anyone died that day. I mean, regardless if it was Jack, some people say that Jackie Kennedy turned around and shot him with a pistol. I said, well, if that's the case, there would have been blood somewhere, you know, because there was no blood on Jackie's dress. I mean,
well, that was also the fake, that was also analyzing a fake video that was done 7-8 years later.
Exactly. And you can't even use the Zapruder film anyway.
No.
But there are other pictures that we caught with Jackie Kennedy walking around that night. And she only had like 4 spots of blood on her dress. And it's like, well, that doesn't look like somebody's head got blown off.
It was a white dress too, wasn't it?
It was a pink Chanel. It was a pink Chanel suit.
Very fashionable. Hey, what's your take on the immigration thing going on? What do you think's going on there?
Well, I think it's not the way the media is telling us. Yeah. We are being invaded, obviously, but they're coming in first class. You know, our government is completely sponsoring it. What they're showing us on TV is that they're coming over the border and they're going across razor wire to get in. That's theater. That is not how they're coming.
They're flying them in, I think. Huh?
Yeah, they're coming over first class. They don't have to sneak over the border. No, it's. Yeah.
And I think it's a money thing. I think that the No Agenda show has said it quite well. They said, as long as the nation can keep their numbers up and keep growing population wise, they're going to keep the money machine going. But because the natives they've stopped reproducing. I've said this before. I really believe it. You can just look around you. I mean, I couldn't believe it. The other night I saw a neighbor pushing this strange looking stroller and I looked up to it. There's a dog in there. I thought, this woman is pushing her dog in a stroller. Like, this is what young women are doing. They're not reproducing. The natives are not reproducing. So they are bringing people over by the plane load.
Yeah.
It's to keep the money Ponzi scheme going. I'm sure of it.
Well, the government absolutely influences which groups of people have babies and which don't, and it's all throughout the media, all the propaganda and the commercials and the advertisement and in social media. It's a proven fact that, like, for instance, when Adolf Hitler was chancellor of Germany, he created a baby boom. People were having 4 or 5 babies. It's not like the German
That's
people.
Because there was hope. Right now, there's no hope.
Yeah, you see, the government has removed hope from certain people. And it has given hope to these people that are coming up from the border. These people that are coming up from Latin America, they're having a happy time. Oh, they're having the most hopeful time of their lives. It's like, oh my gosh, we're being treated like royalty. It's like, let's have lots of babies. And, you know, so yeah.
Well, they're going to be working a dead-end job that the locals don't want to do because that's what's going on. So they're getting cheap labor up here for sure. I see it for sure.
It's slavery. Yeah.
It'll look good. They'll get a good 5 years out of them before they realize what's going on. I think that's what a Ponzi scheme is. You keep bringing new people in because the ones at the other end see the scam and then they fall off.
It is a Ponzi scheme. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
That's how I look at it. But I think these Western nations are just in free fall with their native populations. I really believe that. I thought that 20 years ago, to be honest with you. You know, just look around at your friends.
Yeah.
You know, look at their families, and you can just see the steady decline in the numbers.
It is a free fall. I mean, that's what I see.
Like back when I was young, most families, if someone only had 2 children, they were a small family. I was seeing, back in the 60s, 70s, especially with those damn Catholics, you were seeing 3 and 4 and 5. I remember one Catholic family on my street. They had 6 children. So, you know, when you have 6 children, you can afford to lose a couple. I know one guy killed himself and whatnot. So, but they had a huge family. So, you know, you're not seeing that anymore. And then you have 1 or 2, and they poison them early on. So they're disabled out of the gate. It's terrible.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stop saying that because I just think it's what they're doing is just anti-human all around.
Yep. Well, it's a genocide, and they do it through birthrights. Yeah.
It's a soft kill.
Yep.
Yeah. It's sad, but on a happy note, what do you got on a happy note coming up in your...
Wow. Well, you know, I'm sure this Chiefs parade will bring some laughs.
All right.
So we'll look forward to some chuckles from that. And there's always
get some humorous stories up there. Do you think they'll use rubber fans? Rubber.
If they do, I'll be all over and I'll be posting that. That'll just be hilarious.
One of the BitChute channels today was saying they're not using dummies on the gurneys anymore because they got called out. So they saw one guy sitting up on the gurney what they were pushing around today in Casey.
Yeah. I saw that. Yeah. Oh yeah, these people are not hurt. These people on these stretchers, yeah, they're not. They're just actors. Yeah,
yeah, they're really stretching it. Pardon the pun.
Yeah.
All right, Phil. Thanks a lot. I guess you'll be on usually Friday with Jimmy.
Yeah. Looking forward to that.
So make sure everyone. Phil has an email. Phil@fakeologist.com. I made it simple. So hopefully, Phil, you're getting some emails through the site.
Yeah, I'm getting those. Yeah.
And Phil does research on demand. So if you've got a good hoax and you want you want Phil to give it the treatment, send him an email, Phil@fakeologist.com. He'll go right into it and zoom right in on the fakery.
Yeah, we expand the photos is what we do. Yeah.
Fakery to order.
Yeah.
All right. Stuff. Well, keep it up, Phil. Keep up the good work.
Thanks. Talk to you later.
All right. See you next time. All right, bye. There goes Fake Nukes Phil. There goes me. Thanks, everyone, for joining. Don't forget, this show doesn't make itself. If you like this kind of material, make a donation. A few people do on the regular. Thank you to Franny. Franny is the most recent donor. Christine, Not Shocked, Peter L., Christine, upped her donation. So thank you so much for all these fantastic donors. Really appreciate it. It's really easy to donate, of course. You just go to fakeologist.com/donate. You don't need to log in. You don't need an account. You just need one of those pieces of plastic with about 15 numbers on them. And pick a one-time or a monthly. A cup of coffee isn't even $1.19. I think a cup of coffee is $2 everywhere now. So I might have to up this donation a little bit to reflect inflation and to reflect reality, but it's really easy. If you are watching and you don't think this show is worth $1, then obviously we're doing something wrong. Anyway, tomorrow should be Frank the Salt Guy. He'll give you an ounce of salt per day, and yeah, that's it. Everyone have a great night, and we will talk to you next show. We might have to take a week off because I am so far behind in my technology. I got to get the audio server back up. So anyway, thanks everyone for joining. We'll let you know our schedule. fakeologist.com/live for that. Take care. Adios.